Bible study using the fallible dating method.
Answers with Ken Ham, whose ministry is building a major creation museum near the Cincinnati airport, opening later in the spring. Well, Ken, how on earth can someone use faulty dating methods and use them to study God's Word?
Well, many Christians use what I call the fallible dating method of understanding Scripture. Consider what happened in my homeland of Australia when scientists used dating methods to determine the dates of Aboriginal sites. Some scientists reported a date of 116,000 to 176,000 years. Others reinterpreted their data and claimed that the date should be revised to less than 20,000 years. And another scientist checked a sample that was dated at 50,000 years and found a new figure of 5,000 years. In other words, no one really knows the true age because all dating methods are fallible. You know, sadly, many Christians accept the unreliable methods of fallible scientists and use their bogus results to reinterpret the book of Genesis. For instance, many Christian leaders accept the Big Bang theory, the belief the universe is billions of years old. They believe that death, disease, and suffering in the fossil record occurred millions of years before man. They then change the truths of Genesis to fit with man's fallible theories. No, don't use the fallible dating method of studying God's Word. Take Him at His Word.
Do dating methods actually show that our Earth is millions of years old? For the surprising answer, go to our website, answersradio.com.